a gully was called be smaller than a ditch. It wouldn't be as deep as a ditch would be, you know. They'd call them a gully, and the other deep ones, you know, would call them a ditch.
Would that be the same thing as what a heavy rainfall might do? You know, cutting out the land like that, could a heavy rainfall do the same thing?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's how Comet and all washed out by heavy rains and all. And if you didn't start taking care of it when it first started to being washed out, why, go ahead. But then lots of times you go in there and build up little sections in it and let it catch the land that was being washed off and all, and keep it from making a big ditch in a farm or gully either.
You ever heard people around here use the word ravine?
Which?
Ravine.
Yeah, that was commonly called a little stream of water or a ditch or something, a ravine.
Do the creeks around here have names?
Yeah. They take the Big Mineral, goes on from Whitesburg and south of Denison here, and then empties into Choco, east of Denison. And then the Little Mineral goes from Pottsburg and intersects the lake out here above west to the dam. It's not, neither one of them ain't running. This one down here, Big Mammal's got a little water in it down here on Highway 75, down there by Sherrod's border. But back up here, crossing to get out to Perrin Field, it's just dry, not a drop of water in it.
What, you know, if you have a slight elevation in the land, what would you call that? You'd say that you were going up a little...
Well, the hill would be a hill that you would be higher and you'd have to go up and all like that.
Or if it was lots bigger than a hill, you'd call it a...
Well, it'd come on a mountain.
You don't have any of those around here, do you?
No. We have some pretty good hills. That's the one that we have to go up, you know. Back out here getting into the Hyde Park neighborhood, you know. It used to be called it's a pretty good sized hill in all the time there, and it was called